Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
I am truly without words, and our children deserve better.
First Lady Jill Biden joined lawmakers and people everywhere in condemning Monday's tragic school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. Three children and three adults were shot and killed at a Christian grade school for 200 students from preschool to sixth grade. Police believe the shooter was a former female student armed with at least two assault-style rifles. She was shot and killed by police. Ashbae Beasley, a survivor of the Highland Park, Illinois shooting in July, was visiting Nashville at the time. She says she's lobbied Washington lawmakers for stronger gun laws for months with few results.
I have met with over 130 lawmakers. How is this still happening? How are our children still dying, and why are we failing them?
The U.S. is now averaging one mass shooting every day, according to the Gun Violence Archive. The White House says it welcomes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's announcement that he will delay his plan to overhaul Israel's judiciary. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that allows additional time for compromise.
Democratic societies are strengthened by checks and balances, and fundamental changes to a democratic system should be pursued with the broadest possible base of popular support.
Netanyahu's plan has led to months of protest, including unprecedented nationwide strikes across Israel Monday and the closure of its international airport. Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois has asked the Federal Trade Commission to investigate reports that pharmaceutical distributor AmerisourceBergen will not distribute the abortion pill Mefeprex in more than two dozen states.
If the anti-choice movement truly wanted to protect life, they'd stop trying to strip away Americans' health care.
AmerisourceBergen is the sole distributor of Mefeprex. Mayors with the National League of Cities say too many state and federal authorities are preempting local governments' ability to pass gun regulations or increase the minimum wage. Executive Director Clarence Anthony says 34 states preempt local housing laws.
We need to stand up and say we're going to lead our own community and not have state and federal leaders try to tell us how to lead at the local level.
Chipotle Mexican Grill has agreed to pay $240,000 to former employees as part of a settlement for labor law violations. The company announced it was permanently closing its Augusta, Maine location last year after workers began organizing a union. And Senate Republicans say they have a bill to overturn President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. The program, which promises up to $20,000 of relief for eligible borrowers, is currently being held up by the Supreme Court. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eight trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.